1-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Welcome back into the show, second half hour of hour number one of your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network here on this Tuesday, Halloween, October 31st, 2023 edition. We greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Kind of an interesting perspective there from Shane Trejo. And he mentioned how this is going to change a week from today. Yesterday, Monday, October 30th, MERS News Service issued a quote of the day by the Westland City Clerk, Richard LeBlanc, when asked about the mayor race coming up in Westland. He said, "Who beyond Westland really cares who the mayor is?" Why did he say that? Well, there's some negative mailings going out against the current mayor, Mike Lando, and it appears that it's coming from somebody in Westland that is looking to unseat the mayor with the state representative that represents them in Lansing. That they're actually sending out negative attack mailers against the current mayor so that his unfavorable ratings go up and more people will be inclined then to vote for the Democrat. Think it's completely interesting that they're using these tactics in a city mayor's race. I've seen it happen many times in state representatives races or state senate races, but never for a mayor of a particular city. So, very, very interesting. 10 items. House agenda items. Still not checked off yet. That they are pushing really hard to get done. With the potential for ending the legislative session early. In the term they use, sign die. Which means the session would end prematurely between now and mid-November. Now they're saying it's looking more and more like November 14th, the day before deer season. The House has a laundry list of first House items that leadership and or members had made pressing priorities to get accomplished by the year end this legislative session. Considering next week's November 7th election, the House has the potential to lose its 56th member, possibly even its 55th member. Democrat State Representative Kevin Coleman appears to be winning the mayor's race there in Westland, and Lori Stone, Democrat from Warren, while she's leading in the polls to become the next mayor of Warren in Macomb County, thereby making some agenda items more urgent than others. If the goal is to adjourn by November 9th, which is around the time Stone and or Coleman would need to resign to take over as mayor, certain bills need to pass this week to survive the constitutional rule that a bill must sit for 5 days in the second chamber before it can be voted on there. So November 9th would be the deadline. 5 days would be the layover period, it's called, pushing it to November 14th, that Tuesday. Well, 10 bills that were flagged by Governor Gretchen Whitmer or House Democrats that must pass the House or Senate this week in order to get the governor to be able to sign it before the end of the legislative session, presuming November 9th is the final day. Well, number one on the list, Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan's land tax proposal. It's being sold in Lansing as a way to reduce homeowners' property taxes while increasing taxes on large vacant pieces of undeveloped land. The bills are intended to reduce instances of blight in Detroit, but have been opposed by some who claim the bills are a gift to big developers and will not save homeowners all that much. They have been added to the agenda three separate times, once even making it up to and onto the voting board, despite some Republican support. Democrats were short a few votes and actually pulled the bill down after it had been on the board for about an hour and a half. Dugan's shop put out a land value tax calculator yesterday showing property owners how much they could save under the plan. He's not giving up. And the House Democratic Press Secretary Amber McCann and the Speaker of the House, Joe Tate from Detroit, they're not giving up either. So we'll see if that gets pushed through. We should be finding out here roughly in about 10 days. Now, here is the next priority because it's been ordered by a constitutional amendment, Proposal 1. Last year, remember we talked about it? They extended the term limits where they dangled a little carrot telling people that financial disclosure statements would be required from those running for office as candidates, and once they got elected, before they took their oath of office, they would have to turn in financial disclosure statements. There's only one problem. The constitutional language that was in Proposal 1 did not specify exactly who would be required besides the candidate themselves. Does it include their spouse? And it does not call out specifically what information they have to financially disclose. So implementing Proposal 1 has actually been a pressure point for the Democratic lawmakers who are now in the majority. The constitutional amendment passed by the voters only gave lawmakers until December 31st this year to pass and implement financial disclosure and transparency legislation before the state Supreme Court can order them to do so. State Representative Republican Tom Kuntz of Clare and other Republicans are vocally in favor of stronger transparency provisions, but haven't been able to get any movement on legislation introduced in the state Senate. This doesn't mandate spouses or legislators' nonprofit disclosures. The bigger issue for the House Democrats is that a sizable part of the caucus has an alternate plan that hikes fines and mandates spousal disclosure. Common Cause came out in support of a larger package led by State Representative Phil Skaggs, a Democrat of Grand Rapids, where he proposed alternative financial disclosure bills that appear at this point to be buried on the calendar. Somebody needs to pass something this week And the most likely bet is the Senate bills, which more closely align up with the House leadership bills. House bills 52, 72, 73, 74, and 75. Where does this go? Well, we're going to have to probably wait until next week. Pretty interesting how that has to be done before the end of the year. Third priority on the list. Who gets to issue the permits for solar panels and solar farms? Well, how will Michigan meet the Senate-passed goal of 100% clean energy by 2040 if solar energy companies can't build enormous solar farms on large tracts of farmland because of the, quote, NIMBY backlash? What is NIMBY? Not in my backyard. When you look at local municipalities, folks, nobody wants these solar farms in their area. Farmers are complaining that they're taking away good, productive farmland, getting paid peanuts for the rents the farmers are going to get. And then what about the backlash from the community saying, where are you going to put these solar panels once they live their useful life? Where are you going to put these toxic chemicals? Republicans have found a great issue to politicize on these and also fighting it at the local levels because they say local municipalities know best what should be done in their communities. Well, guess what? They're not going to reach their clean energy goals by 2040 unless the Michigan Public Service Commission is given the power and the authority to issue these permits, not local government. So this could be legislation that they ram through this week. So we'll finish this up on the other side of the break. Top priorities they want to get done before they end this legislative session. A break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, we'll go with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number one, finishing up these top priorities that they're looking at in Lansing. Reproductive Health Act, Planned Parenthood and pro-abortion forces who drove the train on Proposal 3 during the 2022 election want everything that Right to Life accomplished legislatively for the last 40 years. They want it all repealed before Thanksgiving. Well, guess what? It's not going to happen. Six of the 11 initial bills that have moved through the House Health Policy Committee and to the floor, the Senate didn't pass everything it wanted either. The other problem, Medicaid-funded abortions can be done, but it needs to happen this week. If it doesn't happen this week, they wait until next week to see what State Representative Karen Whitsitt, the holdout from Detroit, and her alleged band of reluctant Democrats can live with. Well, that then would force the vote next week. Again, facing the November 9th deadline. None of the bills have yet been taken up on the House floor, and the standoff continues between State Representative Whitsitt and Governor Whitmer. Whitmer says, I don't want to see the package broken up. I want everything that I want passed before Thanksgiving. Well, let's see how State Representative Whitsitt responds. Next on the list, domestic violence gun ban. Similar legislation passed the Senate in early October, where the Senate okayed an 8-year gun ban for domestic abusers. But yet they haven't moved on House bills 4945 and 4946. The bans go against anybody convicted of domestic violence from possessing guns for 8 years. The bills were supported by the Democrats, but Republicans like State Representative Grand Filler, State Rep from St. John's, he's in that toss-up district. Well, he was hesitant. on the grounds that the 8-year penalty for a misdemeanor offense could be seen as being excessive. It's hard to believe that the Republicans are on the right side of the polling on this one, particularly among women. So it's a real head-scratcher why the Democrats aren't jamming this one through. Insurance coverage for mental health and substance abuse. These bills are sitting idly by. Doesn't look like they're going to be moving on these. Lesser bills, one that they've been arguing about forever, road aggregate. This is where the locals could mine the material from gravel mines to be able to do road repairs. Right now, they're spending a lot of excessive money hauling gravel on our roads when it could be mined closer to a project. It's cheaper, and you have less stones out on the highways and byways of Michigan causing major damage to vehicles. Did you know you can have your windshield replaced, folks, and you only have to pay a small deductible for comprehensive coverage? It doesn't fall under your collision. Always, always, always get your comp deductible as low as you can, $50, $100. You can get your new windshield for that amount. And if you run into a deer jumps out in front of your vehicle, does damage to your vehicle, it falls under your comprehensive coverage. It's not part of your $500 or $1,000 deductible that you have on collision. A lot of people don't know that. Any damage caused to your vehicle outside of another vehicle falls under comprehensive. So stone chips, hail damage, a deer, whatever, always get the cheapest deductible you can. It's pennies on the dollar. Well, nobody wants gravel mines in their backyards. So these House bills does not help the governor fix the damn roads, quote unquote, her campaign slogan. She wants these passed, and the Democrat leadership doesn't appear that they're going to take them up before the end of the year. Just the last couple that they're looking at: expanding limitations on sexual assault cases, campaign finance reforms, and also adding seats to the Court of Appeals. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
Michigan News Source.
Brought to you by WellConnect, your Michigan-made geothermal solution to high utility bills. Learn more at